Welcome to Let's Talk Brock.
Welcome, everyone, to the Let's Talk Brock podcast, season three. My name is Alex. I'll be your host for this episode. Very excited to have you all here today. I'm very excited to welcome our guest, recent Brock alumni and the current vice president of university affairs for the Brock University Students Union, Andrea LePage. Andy recently graduated from political science in the spring of 2020. During her time at Brock, she was heavily involved around campus, including different clubs like the Model UN, as well as she served as Brock ambassador. Now she's currently serving her term as VP UA at BUSU. Thank you so much for joining us today, Andy. We're very excited to have you here.
Thank you, Alex. It's really nice to be here. I remember back in my day, I was also a host of the Let's Brock Let's Talk Brock podcast, so it's nice to be back.
Full circle for you. Right on. Okay, so we'll just jump right into it. If you can think back to when you first accepted your offer at Brock, what got you excited about the school? You know, what made you choose our university?
Yeah, so Brock was the first campus tour that I went on when I was looking at what universities I wanted to go to. And I come from a very small town in Southern Ontario. So when I came to Brock, just the feeling of community and the overall vibe on the campus was what really got me. I was really excited about the programs and meeting all of the professors. But again, it was really that community feel. It felt new, big, and exciting to me because I was leaving home for the first time. But again, because I was so used to that community feel, it was so great that Brock had that.
You know, it's kind of funny that you say that because I also come from a very small town, and the exact same reason why I chose Brock, it just has that very interconnected community feel, and you really just feel at home when you step on the campus. So funny you say that. So you were poli-sci grad. Tell me, what was it like in political science? Like, what did you find most interesting about the program, and what do you think you're going to take away from this program?
Yeah, so being in political science was amazing. It was so great because political science is a little bit of a smaller program, but that gave me a lot of opportunity to really connect with my classmates and also my professors. So I've built a lot of really good relationships that way. Political science is also really great because there are so many different avenues that you can take in it, and they give you a lot of flexibility with your courses and what you're picking. You can pick a more theory-based route. You can pick a more international relations-based or even public policy. So there's a lot of different places you can go to. I kind of did a little bit of everything just to kind of figure out what I like, which was really great for me because it helped me kind of narrow down the direction that I wanted to go into. There's a ton of really, really cool classes because we have some really amazing professors.
So of those three kind of specialties that you just mentioned, what do you think is like your most favorite? Like, where do you think you're going to kind of fall into after you leave Brock?
It's really funny because I've taken a number of courses in everything. And I always think I'm going one direction and then I kind of go into the other. Yeah, it kind of tells how big of a poli-sci nerd I am, but currently I'm headed towards the public policy route. However, at different points, I was headed towards the law route, and then I also do really enjoy the theory-based route as well. Theory is more of my, like, I take this for fun and not really maybe a career path for me. So those were some fun courses that I took. I think theory was the most like interesting because you can really pick out even like though it's really old content because it's a bunch of old philosophers. You can really see how relevant it is today. And obviously that's right. Why we still study it. So
right on. So as far as experiences and extracurriculars outside of your classroom, what were some of the opportunities that you took advantage of?
Yeah, so one of the biggest ones for me anyways was when I joined Brock Model United Nations. I was also a member of Brock Pre-Law Society. But Brock Model United Nations was a huge, huge driving force and impact on my undergraduate experience. I joined in my first year. I had no idea about anything to do with international relations. And then I, in my first year, got to go to New York because every year BMUN has a conference in New York that they go and compete at, which is an amazing experience. And one of my favorite memories from BMUN was going and sitting in the General Assembly of the UN. As an 18-year-old, I have pictures in there and I'm like, who let me into this building? But besides that, BMUN really helped me develop a ton of skills that were kind of taught to me in my undergraduate degree, but actually allowed me to put it into practice. So writing, policy, research, negotiation, public speaking, and all of those soft skills or kind of hard skills as well, allow you to really excel in academia. And also now that I am working, I've noticed that I use a lot of them in my job as well, which is pretty cool. But just the network that I got from BMUN as well. And then I was the Secretary General for my last years. So my leadership skills and just people managing skills have grown tremendously from that as well.
Yeah, I've always heard that Model UN is like one of the biggest clubs here on campus as well. And correct me if I'm wrong, did they not win Club of the Year last year through BUSU?
I believe that was 3 years ago. Most active last year, and then most spirited, I think, the year after that. So right. In terms of the academic clubs, I think, yeah, we are the biggest. I believe a lot of the cultural clubs are obviously a little bit bigger. But in terms of academic clubs, yeah, BMUN is just an absolute behemoth of a club, and especially in the social science.
Absolutely, for sure. So
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, right on. So you currently serve as Vice President of University Affairs for Brock University Student Union, also known as BUSU. So if you could just take a couple of minutes and break down, what does BUSU do, and more particularly, what is your role within the organization?
Yeah, so kind of in the name, Brock University Student Union. So we aren't Brock, but we are the union that represents the students. So we really try to focus on the needs of students and representing and advocating for students. So that can be through different social, educational services, resources, and just support in general. You'll notice your universal bus pass, your health and dental plan, and then again, our orientation week. Those are all great examples of just some of the things that BUSU does. So kind of a quick overview of what that is. Specifically, my role kind of has shifted and changed as I've gotten more comfortable in my role, but I basically handle all of the internal relations and internal advocacy within the university, so university affairs. I administer the universal bus pass. I help oversee the health and dental plan. And then I also sit on the university's Senate, which handles the more academic side. Senate basically is a group of faculty, Brock administration, and a number of students. And we talk about important issues that are affecting students academically or at a university level.
For sure. That's awesome. So what would you say is like one of the most important aspects of BUSU in relation to the student body and the student experience? Like, why should the students care about your organization?
I mean, I just kind of the basis. I pointed out so many services so many students use. But BUSU really does have a huge impact, whether students kind of recognize that or not. There's a lot of behind the scenes conversations with Brock in general, and with community members, with the provincial government, federal government, that We really do try to advocate for students. We act as a voice for students, and it's really great to see the outcome of that, even though mm-hmm. students sometimes don't even really realize that exactly. it's the work you're putting in. But I think it's important to kind of recognize that student experience is what makes your university career. Academics are important, but you can get academics at any university. Brock is really big on experience, and I think Busu is a very key player in that.
Right on. Great answer. Yeah, I love that. So what would you say kind of led you to stay here at Brock and work for Busu?
So I, like I've mentioned, had some really, really great experiences at Brock. One of the reasons I also decided to be a Brock ambassador like yourself, Alex, was just to give that experience to students and make that experience better. So if I can come in for even just a year, which is how long my term is, and create some sort of change or better the experience for students, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic and how uncertain things were for a lot of people during that time, we've really had to kind of pivot and look at how we are giving students those experiences. So it was really important to me to share that and hopefully kind of help have that impact on other students as well.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. Well, I think you've been doing a great job this year so far, but that's just my opinion. Is there anything you can tell us about the upcoming Busu events or opportunities that students can be getting involved in or looking forward to?
Yeah, so we have a ton of exciting changes that have happened. We most recently just had a referendum. So next year, our BUSAC, which is basically like our student council, is getting open to everyone. So if students are interested in getting involved and having a voice, though, that'll happen around August and September, recruitment for that. And then we also have our board and Senate elections happening next semester as well, which are really great ways to get involved, maybe at a little bit more of a commitment and higher level. But we are also just always looking for volunteers. There's also tons of different student coordinator opportunities that pop up. So make sure you're following us on Instagram. If you type in like Busu on Instagram, it'll come up. But we're always posting on there if we do need volunteers and whatnot.
Right on. Cool. So last question. Do you have any advice for any incoming students that might be interested in a career in law or politics, and what kind of resources that we have around Brock that would help them that you might have used as well, kind of prepare for those careers after they graduate?
So I would say that anyone that is interested in having a career in law and politics, I think the biggest thing is just getting involved, whether that be in your academics, whether that be through clubs, any co-curricular opportunities like Law Plus is a huge one. Law Plus is really great because it runs alongside your classes. It really kind of opens you up to different opportunities and different careers within the legal and political fields. They also help you get a lot of volunteer opportunities, which I did a lot of in my undergrad as well. And all of these different ways of getting involved, like I mentioned, because I did a little bit of everything in the political science realm, it really kind of helped me understand what I like and what I don't like. And that is so, so helpful in just developing you as a person, but also developing your direction and where you want to go. I think a lot of students, when they enter political science or they enter university thinking that they want to go into law or politics, they think that law school is like the one and only option. And it is very much not. It is a really, really great option. And who knows where I'll end up in a few years. But I think it's really good opportunity to kind of expand and put yourself out there within a generally like safe and welcoming and accepting sure. environment.
Right on. Well, that is all the questions that I have for you, Andy. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and share some of your experiences and insights into the world of Brock and Busu. Thank you everyone for coming to listen to this episode of the Let's Talk Brock podcast, and we hope to see you again next time.
Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, you can contact us at brockyou.ca/discover/contact.